A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the Israelites. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord.
This is the people that longs to see your face.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Blessed.
This the Feast of All Saints. Today, of course, we celebrate all those who have went before us and are in heaven now. So anyone, your family, your grandmother, your mother, father, whoever were holy that make it into heaven, this is their feast day, the ones that don't have and aren't canonized. And what if you ask, what are those saints in heaven doing at this very moment? They're doing the same thing Jesus Christ is doing. And what do you think they're doing at this very moment? Praising God, but praying for us that we too become saints one day, huh? The second reading talks about what a glorious thing, right? It says, Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. That we start off as beloved children who God is calling to become beloved saints, huh? This week, I got to spend the whole week on my retreat, and I had to go to my house because retreat houses are still not accepting people. And so I'm out there, and I was going to finish writing my book, and then do some work around the house. But the first time I went before the Blessed Sacrament, because I have a beautiful chapel out at the house, he says, "I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to be with me." I said, "For 5 days? Completely? Nothing? No TV, no social, never looked at the social networks, never sat there and looked at YouTube, didn't plan anything, no morning, evening, never watched the news, nothing. Just me and Jesus for 5 days. And it was one of the greatest retreats ever for me, because I usually fill it up with things, because I'm not good at that. And it was good because the Lord says, "I just want you to be with me." This is what eternity is, right? That we just get to be with God. And so we got it while we're here. We got to do that. The call for all of us is to be saints. You know, as the novelist Léon Blois, the French novelist, said, there's only one tragedy: not to be a saint. Right? Because if you're not a saint, where are you? In hell. So that's a great tragedy that none of us want to do. And so we got to enter into this. Well, Father, how do I become a saint? Tell me. Well, you know, when I came back, I still haven't went through all my emails or anything yet, but I got a letter, and it was like, it said personal on it, which is always, here we go. And of course, I open it, and I usually only read a couple lines, and that's all I did with this one, make sure it was signed, because I don't even look at letters that aren't signed. And it just said, "So, we had to endure your homily last week. Love, love, love. That's all there is, huh?" As a matter of fact, yes, that's all there is. That's what St. John Vianney, not St. John Vianney, St. John the Apostle, every time he preached, he always preached on love. And they went to him one day, his followers, and said, "John, that's all you preach is love, 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 love." And he said, "Because that's all there is." Because he would listen to the heartbeat of Jesus. And the problem is we're not spending enough time with Jesus daily to become these saints. Most of us have never known what it is yet for the second letter, to know what it is. Beloved, see what love the God has bestowed on us, and let us be called children of God. So many of you who are watching, and so many are in this church, haven't experienced that yet. That you are beloved to God. And that's where sanctity has to begin. Because sanctity begins, and it's always, I talked about just a couple weeks ago again, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page. What is it to be a saint? It's when God's will and our will become one. That's what it is. So every day you and I got to wake up, and you know, again, we say, "Bless me, Lord, I need your help, I need your strength." And all that's an important, absolutely it's important. But what's more important is that you and I say, "Lord, I exist today for one reason, to do your will. Tell me your will." And sit there until he tells you so you can do it. And they say, well, you know, like what we want to hear online and when people are watching us, "Father, you tell me God's will." I can't. I don't know God's personal will for you. It's your job to find that out in your daily prayer. You must be doing that. You can't sit there and say, "Well, this saint said this and this." They're not living your life right now. You, if God exists, does God exist? Yes. Then he wants to speak to you every day. That's the truth. That's the truth of who we follow. But you and I got to listen. So again, the people who are my spiritual directees, seminarians and that. So what I've been doing with them is saying, "Okay, I'm going to make you be disciplined because I want you to be a saint." And they go, "Thank you, Father." And they're like, "Yeah, drop dead, Father." But anyway, so I text them every day, early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I say, "Good morning. Make sure you tell God that you exist today is to do his will. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Now go to this holy word and read it until he gives you peace. And then I want you to text me back what the word was that God gave to you today that you have to reflect on all day. And so they've been doing it happily or not. And if it's a couple hours and I haven't heard from them, I send them a question mark, exclamation point, so that they come back. You need to be listening to God first, because I want to teach them. You got to go to God every day to get his will. Because what does it mean to be a saint? We told you to do God's will. Well, what's God's will for me, Father? He'll tell you in prayer, but he's going to tell you that most in his holy word. So today he tells us to know who you are. You're beloved to me, a son or daughter. I want you to stay pure. And then, isn't it amazing? Jesus gave us the Beatitudes to tell us what holiness is. And we don't want to put the Beatitudes on the walls as much as we want to put the commandments everywhere. But the Beatitudes are what Jesus is telling us what it is to be holy. And so Jesus tells us what it is to be holy today. If you're poor in spirit, right? Because if you're not poor in spirit, you're filled with yourself. And you're filled with your own ideas. And you're filled, like today, I love to sit there and been talking about, more people follow a president than they do our Pope. That's an issue. A big one. I had to throw someone off my thing this week, because as they were gone, say, Father, I know you're not going to agree with me, but the Pope is evil, and you got to stop supporting him. Bam, you're done. I don't have time. If you're going to follow a politician over the Pope, you're not even Catholic anymore. You're not on the road to holiness. You're on your road to doing things your way and having everybody else do it your way too. We're followers of Jesus Christ, period. And the Pope is the one who leads us to Jesus, period. And if you're going to be a saint, you got to be on that road. That's truth. And so he tells us, blessed are peacemakers. Are we peacemakers? Or are we dividers? Blessed are those who are meek. Oh, please. This isn't me. But it needs to be me. If Jesus says, I want you to be meek, am I going to be meek? Well, it's not time to be meek, Father. I want you to listen to Jesus. Not yourself. Blessed are the merciful. Father, we need justice today. Where is justice? It's found in mercy. All these things that God is calling us to become saints. You got to make a decision, and so do I. Will I seek God's will every day more than my next breath? Will I follow him even when he tells me to do things his way? Or I follow people who agree with me, who think the way I do. We're called to be different people, very different. We're called to be saints. That's his call. You become a saint or you go to hell. There is no in between. Let's be saints. Let's be people who love God and love others, that seek to do his will more than we seek our next breath. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Gonna do it?
Yeah.
They each